KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
We're living through a time of almost constant stress and anxiety, with school shootings, the ravages of climate change, religious and ethnic intolerance, and perhaps overshadowing all of that, the upcoming election here in the U.S., just a month away, which presents an existential threat to our American democracy. How can we stay somewhat calm and sane and work toward solutions rather than giving into fear and despair? We all need our own coping mechanisms, hopefully healthy and productive ones, which is the goal of an upcoming workshop centering in the storm, practical skills to avoid burnout in these challenging times. The in-person workshop takes place this Saturday, October 5th, from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the New Renaissance Bookshop in Northwest Portland. To learn more, we're fortunate to have with us the workshop hosts, Brett Hill, founder of the Mindful Coach Association, and Dr. Sonia Olson, author and founder of Heartstorming Wellness. Brett and Sonia, thanks for joining us at KBOO.
Fantastic to be here, Ken. Thank you.
Well, Brett, let's talk about your background first. You and I met about 20 years ago when we worked together at Microsoft.
We've both gone
from high-tech careers to something completely different, something absurdly different in my case. Now, how and why did you make that change from computers to coaching mindfulness?
Well, I have always had half a foot in the mindfulness world while I was doing tech as well. So the whole time I was doing technology, I was studying somatic psychotherapy and meditation and mindfulness, because that's kind of really where my passion was. I call myself a technologist these days simply because I've had such a long history with it, you know, and I was a teacher. I love to teach. And so it turned out I had this kind of funky skill set that combined to be able to talk about technology in a way that people could connect with, and that served me well in the technical worlds. And a lot of that came from my training in how to create connection rapport, really listening. What's the client really saying here? You know, it's like, oh, it isn't the tech here. They're worried about something else. And then, you know, dialing in the value to the client rather than, oh, look at the nice shiny blue bubble. It's blue. It used to be green. Now it's blue. Wooed. And they're going like, hey, I don't care.
Yeah, I want to ask you about one of those techniques. It's interesting. It's something I'd never heard of. You study Hakomi, which is described as a mindfulness-based somatic psychology. I wonder if you could talk about that and what appealed to you about the practice. I know the somatic is an important part of this.
Oh, yeah, it changed my world. And what we're really talking about here is the ability to, respect for the fact that we are a whole organism. We're not just brains, we're not just bodies, we're not just feelings, we're a whole system of stuff. And so oftentimes, I think that maybe the fastest way to get into the subject of quote-unquote somatics is to think about it in terms of nonverbal communication. So that's like an easy way in. And so, for example, if someone's sitting there saying, yeah, I really, really like that, but they're shaking their head no, they're going, yeah, I really like that. Well, that's a clue that there's
right.
a disconnect between what they're saying and what they're thinking and feeling. And so in a somatic coach or a somatic therapist would notice that and maybe invite the client to explore their actual relationship to that without saying, well, you don't seem like you're really blue. You don't judge. You just go,
there's a gentle way of bringing that up.
You invite them to explore what you notice in terms of the somatics. And there's a whole lot more to this because I teach it, but it's so incredibly powerful.
Well, I want to get to Sonia's background. Now, Sonia, you've trained as a veterinarian, and you've been doing that professionally for over 25 years now, and that led you to founding Heartstorming Wellness. Can you tell us about your journey from veterinary medicine to mindfulness and Heartstorming Wellness?
And maybe it seems like a little bit less of a stretch, because I was already in the space of healing, right?
Oh, right.
Suffering and being an advocate for those that don't have a voice. Well, it turns out that that's actually applicable to humans too. So in the veterinary space, this is globally the case that we as a collective have some tendencies and personality traits, as well as our historical conditioning and training, that really lend us to have the approach towards challenges and emotional dysregulation. And that includes then the consequences of that, the physical issues, the emotional dysregulation, and the mental health challenges, to say, I've got it. I don't need help. I'm going to do this myself. It's very much a stoic attitude, because we're well-informed, Dr. Heal Thyself. However, there's a lot to being human and to navigating those very challenging and very beautiful, fulfilling spaces of veterinary medicine, that we could really use a lot of support from each other, as well as from external resources.
Oh, I'm curious, in all your years caring for small animals, what have you learned that also applies to larger animals like us?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, there's so much wisdom in our bodies, and animals are closer to it. Humans, we somehow get stuck up here in our brains, don't we? And so that we have, as Brett is saying, we have a disassociation. We don't connect to what our body is saying. So there's ways in utilizing somatic sensing, utilizing mindfulness practices. It's an invitation to look inward and reflect without judgment, getting curious, what's going on here? So as I was going through the spaces of challenge as a veterinary practitioner, I found that those techniques were immensely beneficial to me. I added certifications and training to my own skill set and started bringing that to my community. And that's how Heartstorming Wellness came to be.
Now, my discussions with Brett before we got together today, he mentioned you're an expert in radical equanimity. How would you describe that term?
Oh, I love it. That's intelligent efficiency, where you're being thoughtful about, how am I investing my time and my energy? Am I investing it in spaces and places that I have little to no control? If so, notice. What you might be able to do instead is accept, let go, let be, and approach that space as, that's not mine. What is mine is to control and really manage what's me, as well as how I can influence, not manage, not control, but influence outcome. So that's the idea of this, is coming from a space of deep compassion and curiosity and kindness, and also recognizing there's a lot of stuff out there that we don't have to agree, we don't have to approve, we certainly don't have to condone. We can step back.
Which is the perfect transition to the workshop on Saturday. Brett, it's called Centering in the Storm. And the storm that we're talking about here is pretty much our current reality.
Yes, indeed.
So how do we avoid getting drenched in the storm? Centering is kind of an eye of the hurricane reference, staying calm in the middle of all this chaos.
Yes, exactly so. It's in the world we have today, which is so chaotic and intense and harsh. You know, it's like we are, I think, at our core, really actually pretty sensitive beings. We're really, you know, our nervous systems picks up everything. It picks up everything. And you have a response to every single thing that you perceive, whether you are aware of your perception or not. Your body, your mind, your heart is responding to it.
And I would say probably this time we're more overwhelmed than any time in history, given the internet and social media. I mean, it's constant. there's no respite.
Well, right. I mean, for millions of years, human beings' nervous systems developed out in the wild, in the savanna. You know, there wasn't like binary, phone, you know, we're not flipping through messages. You might see a scary, you know, snake or a lion or something, but that was it in terms of like really scary stuff that might happen all day. But today it's like 1,000 messages a day are coming at us, and that has an impact on us that makes a difference to the quality of our lives. And so this workshop is about, who are you in this reality? And what are the very, very practical, immediately useful things that you can do to find a sense of center, to find a sense of balance in approaching equanimity? In the fact that this is just our fact. So in terms of acceptance, it's a fact that this is our lives today. Yeah. And rather than resist it like crazy, who am I now in this new world?
Now, Sonia, the workshop runs most of the day, from 11:30 in the morning to 5:30 that afternoon. How is it structured and what are some of the techniques you teach in that time?
So Brett and I are really just looking forward to creating a space that is invitational and healing as well as fortifying as we go forward. Together, I think our skill sets and our knowledge balance and complement each other so beautifully and synergistically. So it's really about creating community. It's about creating a space of self-compassion and outward compassion, helping folks understand the wisdom that is already innately within them. So just pointing to it, giving it name, and then having them practice with it, and then talk about it. Our adult learning audience needs relevancy, they need context, they need actionable skills. So that's what Brett and I are wanting to bring to this audience. If they are seeking a space of knowledge gathering, skill building, we are going to be in a space of giving them at least a widening and deepening of their existing toolbox for them to go ahead and get out in the world, apply it, and get increasingly curious.
Yeah, one of those tools, and I read the description, the workshop description, you mentioned touchstone practices. Mm-hmm. What are touchstones and what are the benefits?
So that language is Brett's. And that
I should ask Brett.
But no, it's beautiful because it's literally, it's like there, it's somatic, it's touching into, and I believe in inner wisdom as well, such as polyvagal wisdom, and I'm a real geek for neuroscience. So I'm looking for—
Polyvagal, I don't know the term. Okay,
yeah.
That's many nerves, is that?
Or... Yeah, so you have this incredible nervous system that goes through your entire body that speaks to your brain, to your face, to your throat, and your voice, to your heart, your lungs, and your gut. There's so much that it can do to help balance between your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nervous system. Techniques such as movement and breathing, humming, singing, massage, and temperature all are ways of accessing this polyvagal wisdom. So that's some of what we're going to be talking about. And Brett also has touchstones that he has found along the way useful for himself, as well as for those that he coaches.
Now, Brett, let me ask you the final question. How can listeners find out more about Saturday's workshop and register if they like, if they're like me going through this this storm, this chaos around us, this overwhelming sense of social media and doom and gloom?
It's intense. It's intense.
And we're not alone. We're not alone.
No, exactly, right? And that's why we need to get together to connect and realize, you know, hey, we're all in this together, and get some really practical skills that you can walk away with. And the way you can find out more about that is that the New Renaissance Bookstore website has a link there that you can go to. When you go to their events and you click them, and you'll see our, you know, Centered in the Storm event happening there, and you can click there and register.
Brett, Sonia, thanks so much for talking with us today about this very important topic, especially this time of year, just a month before the election.
Oh, that's one of the reasons we got together. We were talking about, we are using all of our skills and going, you know, we need to spread this around because we all need to resource each other right now in a major way. So this is, thank you so much, Ken, for the time.
So timely. And yes, we need each other. So coming from a veterinarian who historically was like, I've got this. It's okay to not be okay, folks. Reach out to your community and lean on each other, and so that we can be collectively stronger.
We've been talking with Brett Hill and Dr. Sonia Olson, co-hosts of the upcoming workshop Centering in the Storm, Practical Skills to Avoid Burnout in These Challenging Times. The in-person workshop takes place this Saturday, October 5th from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the New Renaissance Bookshop, 1338 Northwest 23rd Avenue in Portland. You can find out more, including how to register, online at newrenbooks.com/events. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.